Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Hello, welcome to the Sassy Creative. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. Today I'm going to be discussing reinforcement advertisement and how to implement it in your handmade business. Now, you may have never heard the term reinforcement advertising before, but I bet you've seen it time and time again without ever realizing it. So first, let's start with the definition. Reinforcement advertising is advertising that serves to reassure purchasers. It's reassuring by way of telling them that, you know, they've done what they've done and or will be doing is the right thing by purchasing a particular product. So in this case, it's your product. And it aims to explain, you know, how to get the best results or achieve the highest satisfaction from that product that they've just purchased. So to put it in simpler terms, the seller is saying to the buyer, you've made a great choice with this product. Here's why, and here's how you can be sure to enjoy it like all of the other previous customers before you. Now, there's two reasons why you would want to do this. One, it leads to increased satisfaction with your customers because you're helping them to enjoy your product and your brand as much as possible. And two, it helps to grow your brand because you're reinforcing why your product is amazing and why they need it in their lives. Now, it's important to keep in mind that in a customer's mind, they're going to define your brand based on all of the experiences they have with you. So you're working to create the best experience possible. When you're reinforcing that they made a good choice, that's helping with that experience with your brand. Now, we aren't just making things up and, you know, saying, hey, great job, buddy. You bought my necklace. You're going to love it. No, that's not what we're doing. We're providing evidence about, you know, why they made a great choice. And the best way to do that is through testimonials or, you know, customer reviews. Now, one thing that I have started doing is adding customer reviews to my pins that I make in Canva, you know, that I post to Pinterest, because human beings are funny creatures in that we like to see someone else do something first, or we like to hear that someone else liked something first, and then we say, okay, I'll probably like it too, and then we follow along. So that's kind of why things like Yelp and just reviews in general have become such a big deal. People want to see what their peers think and make a decision off of that. So you're directing customers to reviews and you're showing them. You're saying, hey, see, Susie liked this product. I bet you will too. So one way to do that is when you're promoting your products through things like making pins for Pinterest, adding customer reviews to that just to reinforce that purchasing your product is a good idea, that they're going to enjoy it, and other people have enjoyed your products too. So how else can you reinforce your customer's choice? The follow-up email is a huge one on Etsy. Now, we aren't allowed to do that on Amazon Handmade, so I work around it a bit, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But on Etsy, you can add a confirmation email or a message that's sent to your customers at the time of purchase. Now, in this message, you want to say things like, here's how you can get the best experience out of the product, or maybe, you know, at Beulah's Bath & Body, we like to make sure our customers are treated like royalty. We're actively working to prepare your order. Here's what you can expect from us prior to shipment. You know, tell them what they can expect. And then also say once your order has shipped, you'll receive a notification and tracking number. And then once your order arrives, prepare to be wowed. Here's how you can be sure to enjoy your product to the fullest, and then explain that to them. Obviously, this is just an example, and it needs to be tweaked to your audience. But the main focus is that you're getting them excited about their order right off the bat, and you're reinforcing that they made a good choice. Now, I know that there's other people that email their customers directly or send them convos directly after the order. I think it's sufficient just to do the confirmation email, because personally, I don't like getting a bunch of extra emails and notifications from people. So I just keep it to the one that they're going to get from Etsy anyway. Now, Amazon Handmade, it makes it a little tricky. You aren't supposed to email a customer unless there's an issue with the order. So you need to confirm something, or there's an actual problem that needs to be solved. So you can't really start reinforcing their purchase until it arrives. This is where the package inserts are imperative. You use the inserts to get the customer excited about their order again and tell them how to best use the product. Listen, I know that there are the Debbie Downers who say everything goes directly in the trash and they don't read anything, but I'm here to tell you, I receive a significant amount of emails and reviews thanking me for the information that's included on my inserts. So, just like I've said before that, you know, you need to ignore the myth that people don't read descriptions. There's just the few outliers that make it seem like nobody reads. If it's done in an effort to improve your customer's experience, it's worth the effort, time, and money that you're going to put into it, because that's going to ultimately grow your brand. So think about how you can add value to the insert, not just something pretty to look at. So before we wrap up, I want to add another tip for newer shops that don't have a lot of reviews, especially on Etsy. Now, you can copy and paste the reviews that you do have into your listings. So you might say something like, here's what other customers like you have said, or like you have had, here's what other customers like you have had to say about Beulah's Bath and Body, and then copy and paste a review in. Or making a graphic with customer reviews is another option. When you're just getting started, it's even more important to add those reinforcements wherever you can. Even if you only have 3 reviews, plaster them everywhere, all over the place, until you can build them up and get those, you know, more sales and more reviews, which is further reinforcement. The goal that you're working towards is helping customers to feel secure and confident in hitting that buy button. And then you're also further reinforcing their decision and preventing buyer's remorse by following up after the purchase. Now, if you don't have reviews featured in your Etsy shop listings, or you don't have your email confirmation set up so that you can communicate with your customers, please do that right away. I'd love to hear if you have any other reinforcement strategies that you use in your shop, so please reach out to me on Facebook or Instagram. Thank you so much for listening today, and I will talk to you next time. Bye. Thank you so much for joining me today. Now, it's no secret that starting a business can be super overwhelming. I appreciate that you trust me enough to listen to my advice, and I want to help you on your path to success. If you would like to receive more tips and strategies from me straight to your inbox, I would love for you to become a business bestie at bit.ly/sassybesties, and it's completely free to join. Please don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. I will talk to you next time. Bye!